This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Sir, one more outburst, I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me?
American eyes, American eyes. View the world from American eyes. Bury the past, rob us blind. And leave nothing behind. American eyes, American eyes. View the world from American eyes. Bury the past, rob us blind.
We are in New York City. We have just walked out onto 42nd Street, coming out of Grand Central Station. And as I look up, I can't tell you. It's pretty tall. Yeah, that's a good first impression word for you. Tall. New York City. I'm not sure this is entirely what I imagined New York City to be like. I just thought it'd be a lot more busy than this.
I'm an Englishman in New York.
I'll tell you one thing about New York is they love their horns on their cars. They just can't keep their hands off them.
Top of the Empire State Building here, and actually it's, you know, when I was on top of the Sears in Chicago, it was noisier. So anyway, on top of the Empire State Building here, and their visibility is pretty good. Actually, it's a little misty today, but you can certainly see for miles and miles and miles. There is so much stuff to see.
Whoa, I'm an alien.
Rock Radio 92.3 K Rock.
The new CBS Infinity Broadcasting. WXRK New York.
Alright, time's where. This is the New York that I associate with the movies and everything. Noisy, crowded. Billboards everywhere, flashing lights, traffic chaos, fantastic. It's everything we love the city for. Fair to say, this place is like a sensory overload. There's just everything here. You're walking along, you watch TV while you walk down the street with a huge TV screen on the side of a building. There are billboards and flashing lights, noise, people trying to get just about every angle on the pavement you can think of. Idiots like me walking along talking into a tape machine. People taking photographs, videos, TV crews, more cops than I've ever seen in my whole life. Shops, just nuts. Listen to this, planes, construction. Absolutely incredible.
I'm in New York Public Library, and this is no joke. There's an Internet Express here in New York Public Library. Steve Johnson, take note. The Internet Express finished in Merseyside, and this is where it's come to. It's come to New York. I'm sure there's a library in here somewhere, but most of it is like a museum. It's all paintings on the wall and stuff like that. Paintings of people who look like they are not very much fun at all. I mean, look at this guy. Take this guy. Rembrandt something or other. Rembrandt Pale. Oh no, sorry, George Washington. I knew I'd seen him somewhere before. There's paintings of this George Washington character all over the place.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label.
This is Central Park. So basically, right, let me tell you something about this park. Apparently, this park is modeled on Birkenhead Park in Merseyside. And I believe that. But they kind of decided after that one that they would have a bigger version of it here. Several times bigger. But it's cool, actually. This is really cool. I like it when they have. It's like in Boston, you know, when they have the public gardens right in the middle of the city. And that's cool. Because you got the trees and everything go up so high, and then boom, right there. Look at that. All those skyscrapers. Fantastic. Definitely a city person. Definitely. Wherever I go, whatever city in the world, I always meet these guys. The guys from Brazil playing the guitars and their pan pipes. I swear those guys follow me. Look at them now, they're packing up, going, right, where's he going now? Where's he going now? I was stuck in traffic in New York on some highway, I don't know, 287. Listening to K-Rock radio. Stop, start, stop, start. New York City. We just went over the Tappan Zee Bridge, which is a very long bridge. That's about all I can tell you about. I'm sure there's some sort of mad fact, some historical stuff that somebody who lives around here go, well, you know, that bridge was... Oh dear. I'm going to be out of this soon, I think. I hope.